Following the South Korean State Council's decision to officially lift martial law, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's chief of staff, along with nine other senior presidential secretaries, announced their resignations.
The presidential office in South Korea confirmed to reporters on Wednesday morning, local time, that chief of staff Jong Jin-seok and the other senior staff members have stepped down in response to the president's lifted declaration. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
French Prime Minister Michel Barnier has been ousted after losing the confidence of France's National Assembly, which voted in favor of a no-confidence motion, forcing his resignation.
The motion passed with a 331-247 vote, supported by a coalition of right and left-leaning ministers. Barnier, 73, resigned just 3 months after becoming prime minister in September, marking the shortest term in French history. His removal signals the collapse of the government, leaving the remnants of his cabinet in charge for now. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Over 4,000 people have been killed and 16,600 injured during nearly 14 months of Israeli airstrikes and bombardments targeting Lebanon.
Health Minister Firas Abiad reported these numbers, linking most casualties to events after September 15th, when Israel intensified its campaign with large-scale attacks on Beirut's southern suburbs and southern and eastern Lebanon as part of its ongoing conflict with Hezbollah. Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Russia's top general recently held a previously undisclosed conversation with his U.S. counterpart, warning about upcoming test launches of hypersonic missiles in the eastern Mediterranean Sea.
General Valery Gerasimov contacted General C.Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to caution that U.S. Navy vessels should avoid the target area for safety. The discussion also addressed Ukraine and the need to prevent miscalculations in the ongoing conflict between the U.S. and Russia. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A 7-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed his 2-year-old brother after discovering a gun in the glove box of a truck, according to California authorities.
The shooting occurred just before 4 p.m. Monday in a parking lot in Rancho Cucamonga, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department reported. Sheriff's spokesperson Gloria Huerta stated that the boy's mother was unloading items outside the truck at the time, and the incident appeared to be accidental. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A California art teacher has died after contracting rabies from a bat she discovered in her classroom.
Leah Sinning, 60, passed away on November 22nd, roughly a month after finding the bat in her Fresno classroom and removing it to prevent her students from being exposed. Sinning was hospitalized on November 18th at St. Agnes Medical Center in Fresno after experiencing fever and uncontrollable shaking. She was placed in a medically induced coma the following day. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.